The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
So taking multivitamins every day could apparently slow your biological aging. Your biological age reflects the wear and tear on your body at a cellular level, and it doesn't necessarily match up with your actual age. This new study from Harvard Medical School says multivitamins might just improve it. And to tell me more, I'm joined by Christine Loescher, who's Professor of Immunology at DCU. Christine, thank you for joining us on this one. Lots of people have the multivitamins. They take them for a couple of weeks and then they forget about them. Are we being told now that we need to lash them in every day without fail?
Yeah, morning, Claire. This is a really interesting study because we kind of know that multivitamins are probably very good for you. But this study has honed in on the measurement of this biological aging. So as you said already, your biological aging really is about the state of the cells in your body. And there's a little process called this DNA methylation, and they basically measure that, and it tells you whether you're aging very fast, your age is higher than your chronological age. And what they did was they took an awful lot of probably about 1,070-year-olds, and they divided them into groups, and they followed them over 2 years, which I think is really important because you just mentioned, you know, people take them kind of sporadically. So they measured them over 2 years, and what they found was that the people in those groups that had the highest or the fastest aging, the multivitamins had a really big impact on them, and they basically reversed some of this biological aging that they had. Quite significantly, but it was most prominent in the people who were quite deficient in an awful lot of those nutritional multivitamins in the first place.
So they weren't eating properly.
And a lot of us don't, and actually lots of our kind of current diets are kind of lacking in some of the really core vitamins, I think, to health and aging in particular. But what this study shows is that if you do have deficiencies, then taking multivitamins consistently over a long period of time can really impact on your biological aging, which we know then is a huge risk for lots of different morbidities and chronic diseases later in life.
Okay, but can you get the same result if you modify your diet?
In theory, yes, you can. So everything that you need for your body should be available to you in your diet, except for the fact that a lot of us are eating more highly processed foods. People are probably not eating your daily recommended amount of things like fruit and veg, which is where we get a huge amount of our vitamins. And most people will probably say that their diet probably leaves them lacking in something. And then everything doesn't come from your diet. And the really important one there is vitamin D. Can't that get that from your diet? You have to get it from the sun. And pretty much everybody in our country, particularly after the last 6 months, is deficient in vitamin D. And that is absolutely vital for aging. It's vital for bone health. It's vital for your immune system. And people who are low in vitamin D are at risk of things like arthritis, for example. So not everything comes from the diet. So everybody in this country should be on a dose of vitamin D every single day. Mm-hmm. Whereas everything else we can get from the diet. But I think that you would have to be very regimented about everything that you eat and make sure that you're getting the daily allowance of absolutely every vitamin in order to not take a multivitamin. And most of us will take some supplements. Vitamin D, as I've already mentioned. Other ones as you age that are really important are things like antioxidants. So our cells produce these little oxidants that cause a lot of damage over time. And things like vitamin C and vitamin E are really good at kind of mitigating that damage and kind of, you know, blocking the damage that these little oxidants that you make in your body can do. Another really good one, if you're getting older, is your vitamin B. Particularly vitamin B12 for cognitive function and also for mood. So lots of people actually are deficient in vitamin B and have to have injections from their GP in order to boost that. So I think if people are feeling like not sick, but a little bit run down or under the weather, one of the best things you can do is go and get your bloods done and actually get all of these things measured. and actually see if you are deficient.
Yeah, it's really
because then you definitely need to do something about it.
It's really interesting, Christine, to hear you recommend all of these things, because there is a school of thought, and I'm sure you've heard it, that, you know, taking multivitamins is just buying expensive urine. You're not, you don't subscribe to that school of thought, given what you've just said.
Yeah, what I subscribe to is that you need to take what you know you need. Okay, we all need vitamin D. That's it. You know, there's very few people that will have enough exposure to the sun in Ireland if you live here, that will give you enough vitamin D. So that's something that I would take every single day. My whole family takes that.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to stop you there before you go on, because a listener wants to know, what strength of vitamin D do you need each day?
You need at least 1,000 IUs, which is the units. Okay, so between 1,000 and 2,000. So if you go into, a pharmacy or a health shop, you know, it will tell you the dosage on the outside. The other thing that you can do is you can take high dose vitamin D every month. So there's lots of different ways you can take vitamin D. A lot of health food shops sell it in a little kind of a dissolvable, little kind of almost like a tiny sweet that you can just take every day. So it's not actually a tablet. It just dissolves. Great for kids. But that one's really important. The other ones I always feel are very much about the individual. So if you don't, if you have a busy lifestyle, if you know that your diet is not great because you're really busy, you're running here, there and everywhere with the kids, you've got a full-time job or whatever you're doing in your life, and you know that probably your nutrition is lacking and you don't feel great, there's a strong chance you're lacking in something. You could go and get that checked, or you could start taking a multivitamin and see if it makes a difference. So things like vitamin B12 for cognitive function and also for fatigue. Iron, like a lot of people are low in iron. Like anemia is really, really debilitating for a lot of people. The fatigue that you get with low iron can be really, really difficult to live with. So I think for me, it's about the individual. So it's not like everybody should take everything. A lot of it is you need to do a check-in on your lifestyle and see, you know, do you have a good diet? If you don't, are you feeling the effects of that? Do you feel run down? Do you feel fatigue? Are you having an awful lot of recurrent infections? Are you picking up an awful lot of coughs and colds? All of those things tell you that you're lacking in something. And I think going and finding out what you're lacking in, or just starting to take a really good, what we call bioavailable multivitamin, which is it full of the format of these vitamins that you know you're going to absorb in your body really well? And that's really important to check that as well. So I suppose what I'm an advocate for is making sure you listen to your body and you act accordingly.
Okay. Let me just bring you a couple of quick questions. Is it true that we need to take vitamin D with magnesium to help it absorb?
No, not necessarily. But what vitamin D and magnesium do, magnesium is really good for bone health. And a lot of your magnesium in your body is stored in your bone and gives it strength. So if you're taking vitamin D for bone health, you should take magnesium as well, because it will maximize the effects.
Okay. So are you saying then, because you've listed out the vitamin C, the vitamin E, the vitamin D, the vitamin B12, perhaps if you need it, right? Could you hit all of those bases with a really good quality multivitamin?
Yeah, you could. And the other one apart from the vitamins are things like omega-3s, so fatty acids. Particularly things like fish oils. And the reason why they're really important is they don't do the same as the multivitamins, but actually what they do for somebody as you get older, your baseline level of inflammation gets higher as you age, because your immune system and the regulation you have of your immune system just declines a little bit. Inflammation drives cardiovascular disease, things like arthritis, multiple sclerosis. So lots of chronic diseases that we get when we're older all start with low-grade inflammation, and polyunsaturated fatty acids like fish oils dampen down that inflammation and reduce your risk of all of those other diseases. So there's all lots of things apart from multivitamins that we can do that impact on age and risk of disease.
Well, Christine, I'm vowing now I'm going to stop looking at the vitamins in the bathroom cabinet, and I'm going to start taking them after all of that advice. Thank you very much, Christine Loscher, Professor of Immunology. Lots of questions coming in on that as well. Someone taking multivitamins every day for years now takes them every second or third day and has a balanced diet. That sounds fine to me, but I would be getting expert advice on that, given what Christine has told us about taking it every day, particularly if you feel that you need it. Now,
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.